Greetings from the Danish Immigrant Museum. This is Tove Brandt. I'm the curator of exhibitions at the museum. And this week we are busy preparing for Julefest, the annual celebration of Danish Christmas traditions that is taking place throughout Elkhorn and Kimbolton on the days after Thanksgiving, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. At the museum, we'll be open all of those days, our regular hours, and we have a special part for Julefest this year with a new exhibition called Faces of Copenhagen, which is a photography exhibit by the photographer Itzik Lev. Itzik Lev has lived in Copenhagen for 40 years, and he's particularly interested in the faces of people. So this exhibition, Faces of Copenhagen, is a project in which he walked around the streets of the city and took portraits of the people that he saw just going about their lives. And because Copenhagen is a very cosmopolitan city, we see a huge diversity of faces and people and ages. And so it's a wonderful snapshot of the mosaic of life on the streets of Copenhagen. The artist, again, his name is Itzik Lev, writes this to describe his own motivation and his ideas behind this exhibition. He writes, "I am suffering from a profound fascination with people's faces and their facial expressions. Moving around in the streets of Copenhagen brings you the opportunity to watch thousands of people moving in crowds, but at the same time being in their own unique world. Watching them moving, you see the full register of human beings' feelings reflected on their faces. Love, hate, anger, fatigue, happiness, sorrow, doubt, curiosity, and even high self-esteem. You can hear laughter, see a smile, and tears. Another wonderful chapter is seeing small children discovering the world and their childish and naive reaction to the surrounding street activities and towards their family. As a photographer, I try to capture all those facial expressions and present them in the best way to explore the captured feelings. Copenhagen today is an international metropolis with many culturally different inhabitants and a lot of tourists and foreign businessmen. They enrich the culture and the gallery of faces. The idea with the present exhibition is to show Copenhagen's rich gallery of people to the public, and in this way, bring the people of Copenhagen closer to the viewer." This exhibition will be opening at the Danish Immigrant Museum on Friday, this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And to tie it in with the Julefest activities, which of course will include cookies and coffee and cider activities, you can bring your families and make woven heart baskets and other traditional holiday crafts. We'll have music playing and a lot of fun ways to start the holiday season. And to tie it in with this Faces of Copenhagen exhibition, we'll also be sharing pictures of what Copenhagen is like in Christmas. How do they decorate the streets? What do people in the city do to really celebrate the season? Especially since Copenhagen is far more north than we are here in Iowa, so the days are very short. And so the celebration of light is particularly important, and you can come and see photographs of beautiful light displays on the streets, in the trees, in Tivoli Gardens, and that's another fun way that we can help celebrate the beginning of the holiday season with you. Julefest will be encompassing all of the Danish villages through the weekend. The museum will be open its regular hours on Friday from 9 to 5, on Saturday from 10 to 5, and Sunday from noon to 5. Come to the museum and see what we have going on here. Enjoy the exhibition. Bestemor's House will also be open, so you can step back to our Victorian-era home, step back a century, and imagine that you're celebrating Christmas then. And, of course, enjoy the new exhibition, Faces of Copenhagen, Photographs by Itzik Lev, which will remain on view through February 26th. So if you are out of town this weekend, don't have a chance to come by, do come by in the next 3 months and enjoy this wonderful photography exhibition. We look forward to seeing you in Elkhorn.